We thank you for your faxes from the Washington. Oh, that's the company that sent the fax. This is from the Treasury Office, right? Philadelphia Treasury Office. Is that another way of saying the IRS? That could be. That could be. I better mention whatever he says. Don Habermill, right? Is that how you would say it, or Don Haberell? Don Habermill? Haberell? Habermill, sure, something like that. Don says, welcome back to Philadelphia. You see you doing Channel 7 Sports. That was WABC in New York. And let's see here. Oh, I see. By the way, Dick Heatherton is no longer at CBS FM. I'm sorry to hear. He got fired, did he? Well, those things happen. Sorry, Dick. I still like your sister, Joey. I don't care. It's 8:24 on WOGL FM 98 Oldies. Good morning, Jennifer Stevens.
Good morning, Mr. Michael. We have got some news out this morning on the podcast.
That's what's happening in the world of sports in Georgia. I have a fax in here for you.
Yes, sir.
From George Blankenship, I believe is the way you pronounce his name.
I know that name.
Local IRS representative. Record hops, 1963. I'm finished with Pete Rose. How about you?
Hey, I want you, you know, not you mention that. This is a true story. Don, you bring up a true story. It's 1971. I'm sitting in the IRS office in Paterson, New Jersey. Now, I declared every single hop. First of all, we go to do record hops at Paul the Sixth High and at Archbishop Ryan, home of the Ragdolls. Great, that was a great place to go. Anyway, I declared all this because actually, you know, you got paid pretty well. I mean, you could make $400 or $500. So I declared it. I did not, for whatever reason, declare some money that I made on a bank, on a savings account I had that I had like $700 in it. And do you know that that guy, I said, hey, man, I declared these hops. You would never know what I made. You know, I made money. And he said, oh, well, we can't trace that, but we can sure trace this. So you owe us $70-something. I went batso. I went nuts. So, I mean, you know, hey, I'm telling you the truth, Don, I would always declare those things.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Martina Navratilova does not declare every personal appearance or where she gets paid cash. I just thought the IRS would like to know that. Martina does not declare everything.
The IRS gets a copy of that 1099, that's why.
They want it all.
Good morning, everybody. I'm George Michael on WOGL. As you mentioned, of course, you have a major match going tonight. You've got Jimmy Connors playing. WOGL, Oldies 98. We start it in the morning. People have been asking questions. What about a fellow by the name of Joel Denver? Joel Denver replaced Long John Wade. There was also another fellow named Brother Love, also known as Alan Smith. He now works outside Washington, D.C., and Joel Denver is now one of the power forces of the music industry, working with a magazine called Records and Radio, or R&R as we call it, Radio and Records, however you say it, and he is probably one of the, I guess, one of the more successful people that worked at FIL. As I mentioned, this will be, you know, good news for guys like Scott Walker. We're going to make him the president of CBS Broadcast. You didn't know that? You thought we were going to fire him? Wait a minute, does everybody really hate Scott that bad? I think he's a nice guy myself, but all the employees here hate him? Oh, well, better he find out on the radio. I guess none of you ever looked him in the eye and said, we think you're terrible, we don't like you as a boss. None of you told him that? Well, here's why do I say good things are going to happen to him? By the way, my name is George Michael on WOGL, Oldies 98. I used to do this a few years ago at WFIL. Scott Walker is sort of like the operations director, program director.
Program director.
Right. Well, see, the last program director I worked for on radio was Jay Cook, and he became president of Gannett Broadcasting, and he now makes about $350,000 a year, a lot more than I make. Anyway, and so I figure, Scott, you're going to get a promotion, and who else did I mention? Well, of course, we all know that Jennifer Stevens is going to become the next Ty Collins, or Tay Collins, if she likes. And Tony Davis, as I told you, the last person that was an engineer for me was Howard Eskin, and he's, what, over $500,000 till he lost his job in TV. So the moral of that is, Tony, whatever money you make when you go on from this, save it, because you're going to get fired eventually, all right? I thought you'd like to look into the crystal ball.
I've still got my first nickel anyway, so that's all right.
WOGL, Oldies 98. If you're in a good mood this morning, give us a call. If you're not in a bad mood, put a smile on your face. Everybody will wonder what you're up to. It's 8:32, driving you to work on a Thursday morning. Partly cloudy skies. Oh, Lordy, baby. And going back to the jailhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Elvis.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Good morning, everybody, on WOGL. That's Elvis, Jailhouse Rock. Oldies 98, I'm George Michael. Thursday morning, thank you for joining us today. Guys, we tried to call. Charles Barkley, I want you to know I did try to call you, and there was no answer. Now, one of two things. Either you're not in town. I mean, the man said he'd be there. Give me a call. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll talk. Jim McMahon, I tried calling your old number. It doesn't work anymore. Thanks, Jim. Obviously, since he gave me a number for Moorestown, New Jersey, and I know that now he happens to be down at the vet doing a couple interviews. So, McMahon, you're on the top of my bad guy list. I was going to tell everybody what a good guy you were. everywhere. That'll all change. People have asked questions like, whatever happened to some of the folks in the prize patrol? You know, one of the things about the broadcast business, when you first get into it, all you want to do is to get on the air. It doesn't matter if you're cleaning a latrine, just get a job. My first one was at KWHK Hutchinson, Kansas. And my job was to go, I would, you know, do some music, and then I would go and do what we call radar weather. Radar weather was you climbed up this tower. I'm dead serious. I'm not kidding. This is a true story. I climbed up a tower, and you would look out over the plains of Kansas. Now, in Hutchinson, you can see as far as you can see, all right? And one Saturday night in July of 1961, I was in college at the time, but this is my summer job, I look out, and I see this sucker coming. It is a tornado by any way you look at it. And I'm up there, and so they come up, out of the radar weather, and George Michael, man, there's a big, I see this big thing coming, and I'm saying, wow, it looks like it could be a tornado, and I went down and I left. I went down and I never said goodbye. Hod Humiston was the general manager. I wrote him years later saying, I'm sorry, but when I saw that tornado, I said, there's got to be a better way to make a living, and I quit. I got in my car and I drove to St. Joe, Missouri, $125 a week at Cuddle, K-U-D-L, and there was a guy in the air. He was, oh man, he was a $3 bill. His name was Ward Wright, and he'd go, cuddle up with me, honey. Cuddle up. Who was smoking that cigar? Get out of my life. Quit that job, went back to school, got a job at WMAY in Springfield, Illinois. I was enjoying it. I love Springfield. It's a great place. On July 4th of 1962, I was doing the evening show, and I was also doing the news, because we didn't have the luxury the WOGL does of having Jennifer Stevens. Got a good-looking woman. Anyway, so we had an inside tip line, and a guy called and gave me a tip, a news tipster. He said, George, you said the Ozark flight from Chicago to Springfield, which goes to St. Louis, has just crashed over Capital Airport. Springfield's a capital. And I said, oh, I got to verify that. So I call the tower. The tower, all the private lines are jammed. I figure, all right, it's an emergency. I call back our tipster number. He has a tipster line which ensures that he's giving me a straight stuff. So I go on the air and I announce the plane crash. Well, we're driving out to the plane crash site, and I'm listening to all other radio stations to see who else has got the story. I say, well, I got this exclusive. I'm the only one that's got the story that this Ozark plane crashed. Turns out there was no Ozark plane crash. It turns out there were fireworks in the sky. There had been a big pileup of cars on Route 66. And I quit that job that night. I left, and that was it. I was gone. Then Mike Joseph finally in 66 offered us all a job. We came here. We had a thing called the Prize Patrol. So what I was saying about when you get in the business, you'll take any job you can get. The Prize Patrol was driven by, among other guys, Glenn Brenner. We used to call him Matt Brenner. Today, Glenn Brenner is a sportscaster on WUSA, which is Channel 9 in Washington, D.C. He is my number one competitor. I mean, he and I were friends in Philly. He worked for me. He made $16,250 a year driving the Prize Patrol, and he drove me around to all the high school football games. We'd go to Lincoln High, and we'd throw out those miniature footballs. We'd go out to Bonner High and throw out those miniature footballs. Brenner was making $16,200. He thought he was rich. Glenn Brenner today, and if his agent Steve Dickstein is listening, he's going to kill me for this. Steve lives here. $925,000 a year. And you know, if I try to borrow money off of Glenn, you know what he tells me? Hey, sucker, you were screwing me back in the 60s. I ain't lending you a dime. It's a true story, folks. Honest to God, I'm not making that one. You can't make those up. It's 938 or 838. You thought you were later to work than it is already. I just did that scare the hell out of you. It's 838 on WOGL. Oldies 98. I'm George Michael. I'm so glad I've grown up and become a mature adult. Mick Jagger, Stone and Rollin', Woman, All I Want is a Little Satisfaction.
I can't get no satisfaction. No satisfaction.
8:43 in the morning on WOGL, Oldies 98. I'm George Michael on the very same station that brings you Christy Springfield tonight. Backseat Memories, man, if you want to get right, do it tonight at 10 o'clock on WOGL. A couple other questions here. How is Jim Nettleton doing? Jim Nettleton is now working in Tampa Bay, Florida. He is doing voiceover commercials there, and I hope that Jim's happy. He's a good guy, and I really enjoyed working with him. From Joint Purchasing Corporation, we appreciate your call and the facts that you sent along. There was another one here from a fellow who worked for, I guess, another division of this graphic artist here, written all over this thing, was asking, what was it about? Something about, he was asking about the White House with President George Bush. I played horseshoes with President George Bush, and when you meet this guy, you know, we forget that the president's really good people. He really is a good person. Again, I screwed up with Glenn Brenner. I'm over there at the White House, and Bush walks up. you got to understand, this is, I mean, I know he's the president of the United States, but this is really a great guy. He's a straight guy. He goes fishing with Jim Vance, who's our anchor there in Washington. Anyway, I walk in and he says, come on, George, I want you to play horseshoes. And I'm thinking, you know, like when you went there when Ronald Reagan was president, it was very uptight, security everywhere. So he grabs me and says, oh, Mr. President. He said, don't be that Mr. President stuff. Get up here. We're playing horseshoes. I understand I can beat you. And I said, well, that ain't going to be hard to do. So he throws a leaner. And I said, now there's no, you know, all the cameras are rolling. I said, Mr. President, there's no way I'm going to knock that off. You know, I get kicked right out of here. I mean, you know, you can't do that. So all of a sudden he said, now look, he said, here come the crew. And there are about 600 cameras all around. And it's the president and I. And I say, wow, this is going to be great. So I see CBS News and I'm saying, this is really good. That's the way I'll get the sports machine on CBS, you see, because I'll go be seen with the president. So like a dummy, I see Brenner standing off by himself. I said, Glenn, come on over here. Come on over. Do you know that son of a gun stepped in front of me? And on the front of all the papers the next day was a picture of Glenn Brenner and George Bush. And that's been the story of my life. I don't make those up. Those are just telling you the truth. The other one is, tell us about your horse farm. Real quick, I have a lot of paint horses. If you ever want to get a beautiful black and white paint horse, I don't do it as a hobby. It's a serious thing, and I'd love to do it. Time for us to get to Captain Bill, speaking of horses. go ahead, Captain Bill. Let me get the intro this time.
Yeah.
All right, George, wrap it up.
Good morning on WOGL. Oldies 98, I'm George Michael. Well, I told you how I made Glenn Brenner's career and made him $1 million. There was another fella that we made very wealthy. What happened was in 1964, I was working at WIL in St. Louis with Dan Ingram and Ron Lundy. And, man, we had some big ones there. I can't remember all the guys now. But then there was a news guy that was kind of nice. But, you know, he was Jewish, and he knew the Beatles. And he was from Miami, and that didn't fly in St. Louis. But, we kept him there anyway. And then when they came to start WFIL, the Pop Oli's Explosion, Mike Joseph was asking me where we could get a good newsman. He had Alan Stone. He said, we need somebody that's good, young, aggressive. And I said, hey, there's a guy named Larry Kane down in Florida. You ought to talk to him. So he called this guy named Larry Kane, and I guess he hired him, because I walk in September, which would be 25 years ago this coming Saturday, and there's Larry Kane, and it's like a reunion. So then Larry does well, and then there's a chance for him to go over and do Action News, and they put him on one night, and he was pretty good. I mean, you know, they said, all right, well, we'll give him a shot, and he made a few dollars there. And then I went to WABC in New York, and a lawyer came to me and said, what would it take to get Larry Kane to come to New York? And I said, about $1 million. So they paid him $1 million, and he left Channel 6 and went to New York. And then there was a guy named Bill, I forget his last name, who was the news director for WCAU Channel 10. And he said, what would it take to get Larry Kane to come back to Philadelphia? And I said, about $1.5 million. They paid him $1.5 million, and he has now come back to Philadelphia. And I guess he's doing very well here at, you know, $1.5 million, and pretty much runs the company. So we have a phone call. Go ahead. Good evening. Good morning. Good morning. You're on WOGL, Oldies 98.
George, I should be making so much money.
Larry, do I have the story?
You're the king. You know, you're not only the leader, you're the king of broadcasting and exaggeration, but it's great to have you back in Philadelphia. How are you?
Larry Kane, I know that you were just in London, so this must be a real short turnaround for you.
Well, to be on your program.
Larry.
I worked yesterday, and when George Michael comes back to Philadelphia, it's an event, especially almost 25 years to the day that we both arrived in this town, and it's just great to have you back on the air. George, you know, you haven't lost anything. You look a little different, but your voice is
I comb my hair now, yeah.
Your voice is exactly the same, and you are truly, we were talking about you in the newsroom last night, and they said, what made George Michael such a popular DJ when he came to Philadelphia? And I said, the one thing he understood is what very few people in broadcasting understand, and what a lot of the people I work with currently understand right now, that the key to being part of this town is being part of it. And the first thing you did, and I'm sure you don't remember this, but the first thing you did when you went on the air was you became the king of high school football. And you connected this town from neighborhood to neighborhood and from suburb to suburb. And that's what really put you on the map, George, because you understood what Philadelphia was all about, an area of neighborhoods, of communities. And that's why you became so great, despite your limited talents.
Well, that's true, Larry. I always, you know, I've never made the money you have, and I don't have the talent you do, and I certainly don't have your good looks, and I don't have but I do have a good-looking wife, Larry.
So do I.
I know. Never to be outdone. Larry, I didn't tell anything. I mean, I didn't exaggerate, and I always was a journalist first. You know, I played a lot of rock and roll, but I always let you go on with the news first, right?
Well, I don't want to talk about that, George, because if I tell the truth here...
Go ahead, Larry, tell the truth.
Well, you know, you were one of these people who wanted to get so many songs on per hour, and I'm sure the management of WCAU, which is, by the way, the successor to the greatness of WFIL, WOGL, is really, truly right now the hottest radio station in Philadelphia, so you should know, George, you're on the prime spot, and I'm sure they're going crazy right now that there's no music on the air. But while we have the air, let's take it and keep it. You know what I mean? You know how these news people
tell
are.
Tell me.
There were many nights, George, when we had news bulletins at the old WFIL radio when you just wouldn't let us go on the air.
Give me an example.
I'm not going to do that, but I'll tell you right now that when we wanted the air, we had to really forcibly take it from you, George. And now you have the air, and you know, you're the sports machine, and you're a national personality, and all kidding aside, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you, Larry.
And it's so great to have you on WOGL. It's a great station, great people, great management, and we're proud to be part of this radio station inside our building here. And, you know, Channel 10 and WOGL together are really going places right now. And just to have you even grace our presence, George, I'm honored. How much did they pay you to come here?
Do you know what I got? This is a true story.
A room in the Adams Mark.
Oh, my God. That was the punishment. I don't know who's got the trade-off, but cancel it tonight. You can't get coffee after 9 o'clock. You can't buy a pack of cigarettes. You know what that's like for me, Larry. I haven't changed it. You know what I got? I got to sit next. This is true. She's standing right here. I got to sit next to Christy Springfield for a half hour. That's what I got.
She's a wonderful person. George, just in closing, because I know you got to get to some music here.
Yes, Larry. Larry, you haven't changed. He would take a two-second bulletin and turn it into 20 minutes, and I'd be giving him cut, Kane.
Well, it's only six minutes before 9. But let me tell you something, George. It is such a pleasure to have you on the air here. It's been 25 years since that great radio station went on the air, and there's another great station on the air now. It's fitting that you're on it. And I'm just proud to know you as a friend, George, and to keep in touch. And say hello to Doreen Gensler. Doreen's, of course, our former 6 o'clock co-anchor, who is now the news anchor of your station in Washington, doing so very well. Just had a baby, and we're very happy for her.
Hey, Larry, thank you very much for calling. I know you just came back from London. It's got to be tough to do it. I will tell you all, folks, I called Larry Kane last night, and I had Charles Barkley, Jim McMahon, Larry Kane lined up. Larry Kane was number one on the list. And, Larry, I do tell the truth about 1964. You were with the Beatles, right?
Absolutely.
I do tell the truth about 1966. You were shocked when you walked in and got that job at FIL, right?
I wasn't shocked, but I was certainly happy to be in your presence again.
Kane, you giant. Larry, just to remind you, it was 25 years ago Saturday that we went on the air there. It was 17 years ago today that I did my last show there.
Well, George, you've really gone places, and send my best to everybody in the family. Aside from the fact that you're such a great broadcaster, everybody is listening. This is really a fine person.
Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate it. You're a good man, and I appreciate you also for getting the sports machine on CAU. That's nice of you. Thank you, Larry.
Take care, George.
Larry Kane at 8:54. And hey, man, you got to go for the jugular, you know? There is a giant in the industry. You know this. He is such a good guy. And what he said about communities, I don't want to get hokey, but I got to say this, lest I do anything else. First of all, Scott Walker walked in 2 minutes ago, and he said, I don't have to follow the format. That is really broad of you. Scott, here on WOGL, you've got the right combination. George, do what you damn well please. I appreciate that he learned my format, and we'll all follow suit. I want to see him get everybody to follow the format after today. Anyway, what I start to say is, this is true from the bottom of my heart. I've said over and over again, there has never been another city like Philadelphia. You all don't know how lucky you are to be living in a city where it's tied from community to community. I think of the girls of St. Maria Goretti and the guys of Bishop, what was Goretti tied to? Not Bishop Newman, was it? Was it Bishop Newman? Bishop Newman. And like Cardinal Doherty and Archbishop Ryan and North Catholic and the way the guys of Bonner were always tied to everybody at Prendergast. I mean, it's just a great city. It's the greatest city in the world. Provided me with the greatest memories, and I'd like to share a little bit of it with you with some music if we could. Are we going to do Jennifer? Just because Jennifer Stevens is standing there. You know, I got to do this. Jennifer Stevens, see what happened is she's unbuttoning her top two blouses, hoping that somebody's going to pay attention and get her on the air. What happened was we took her over to the zoo. This is true. She was married. Are you married, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, you were. Well, anyway.
Whatever.
No, see, I took my wife to the zoo here. This is a great zoo here. I took her to the ape house, and this ape was looking at her going, ooh, and I said, Pat, I think he really likes you. And she's, get out of here. I said, hey, unbutton the top button just once. Ooh, and this ape is really going nuts, right? So I said, unbutton two buttons. She goes, the ape goes, ooh. So I opened the door, I push her in the ape cage, and I said, now tell him you got a headache. Jennifer Stevens, you're on the air with news.
Okay, Dick, we got a couple of ditties here.
George Michael, a pleasure working with you this morning. Continued success with the sports machine. I'm Don Henderson, Oldies 98 Sports, and now right back to George.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henderson. It's a pleasure. There are so many names that I would like to mention. You know, they all flash through your mind. I think of Al Angelo over at Frankfurt High. Is he still a coach over there at Frankfurt, by the way?
I don't think he is. I think that has changed.
All right. And then there was Dick Bettison, of course, who coached out at Bishop Eagan.
Oh, he's been everywhere.
Then he went to a couple other schools. He went to Archbishop Wood. He took a new school and a new program and won there. And then he went to Villanova and the Wildcats. Raleigh Massimino, who's always been one of the class acts. I got to tell you, folks, around this world, Raleigh Massimino is an international star. We're very fortunate to have him as coach of Villanova. And Don, do you know in any preseason polls, who's got the best football team in town?
Well, I had to say that obviously Temple's going to be in a very good position because they're in that Big East now playing Division I, and I work with those folks very, very closely. So I'd have to say that, you know, Villanova's going to have a very solid, Andy Talley's going to have a very solid program. It'll be very interesting to see what happens, but I'd have to say that Temple playing Alabama this Saturday would be number one in the city.
And as far as high school football, do you follow high school football at all, Don?
I follow high school football, and I think you're going to see Neshaminy and Pensbury to the north of us once again doing an outstanding job. Bishop Egan's always pretty good, but I think Neshaminy and Pensbury may have a great year this year.
Pensbury and Neshaminy, do you believe, folks, 25 years ago Saturday, we signed on with a pop explosion. At that time, Bishop Eagan was number one, Pensbury was number two, Neshaminy was number three. Abington, we had, like, I think at number four. And then this guy, I can't remember, the coach at Haverford, I want to say Friedman. And he called and he said, how come we're not in the top 10? He said, I got the best damn quarterback in football. I said, well, good for you. I don't have you in the top 10. He was right. Turned out he had Steve Joachim. And then Phil Marion, the late Phil Marion. You talk about a class act. Phil Marion, who was the Vince Lombardi of high school football, probably the finest high school football coach I ever knew, coached out of Ridley High. Anyway, wherever you are this morning, I'm George Michael on WOGL. Oldies 98. We got a little music for you. I am so glad that I've grown up and matured and become a nice, proper adult. But I want you to know that I will still chase the devil with the blue dress on. Ladies and gentlemen, on WOGL, it's Mitch Ryder!
Hey! All right! Jump up! Get it! Hey!
Oh, Martelson, dead air. So Jim McMahon is down at the vet and unavailable.
Non-commis menace.
So what does he change? Hey, McMahon, what'd you change your number for, man? You're on the top of my bad guy list. Good morning, I'm George Michael on WOGL. Oh, it's 9:06. I'm supposed to be out of here. Well, Scott Walker said we could do whatever we wanted, so we're doing that. WOGL, Oldies 98. Listen, we got to wrap this up here. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do one more quick phone scam, all right? And then we'll get to our last song, because I'm supposed to be out of here by 9. What am I getting paid? I mean, I was put up at the Mark Adams. Is that what it's called?
I don't know, but Jennifer's got all the money.
You're right. No, anyway, let's real quick get to one more call here. Good morning. You're on WOGL.
Good morning. You're on WOGL.
George, this is Bernie Barzak. I used to go to Holy Rosary with you.
At St. Louis, Missouri.
No.
Ashland, New Jersey.
That's right.
Ashland, New Jersey.
You used to come in with that red car with your ex and the three kids and that WFLIL red Mustang.
Bernie, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate all those wonderful memories.
Oh, come on, George.
Hey, Bernie, thank you for calling.
Hey, welcome back. I wish you could stay longer.
All right, thank you, sir.
I catch you when I'm down in Washington.
I appreciate the call, Bernie.
Take it easy.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
He's our first. What he mentioned, yeah, right. What he mentioned there was the car. We used to have a 302 Cobra. Man, you talk about a hot car. That was the greatest car. We had that, and then we had the other one called the Judge. Remember when Pontiac made a car called the Judge? It was an orange car, and it had fire stripes on it. And wherever you drove that thing, it was great. The only problem was Glenn Brenner, who used to then be called Matt Brenner, used to drive it. And we had these souvenir footballs that we'd give out. And we'd go to all the high school games, and we'd throw all these footballs. I mean, like 1,000 at a time. And no matter where you went, everybody would always bug you for football. So one night, Matt takes that thing, and he goes up to Roy Rogers. He went up to Roy Rogers to get a hamburger. And when he came out, there were about 700 people around the car wanting his football, and he had no footballs. They turned the car over. Those are stories that we never put those stories on the air at the time. Folks, I'm way over. Scott Scott Walker, I thank you very much. He's the general manager. I just promoted him. He was the program director when we started this morning. We thought we'd make him general manager on the way up the ladder. My name is George Michael. Exactly 17 years ago this day, we did our last show over at WFIL. I then left to go to ABC in New York, and I will tell you that I was there all of 12 minutes when I said this is a mistake. I knew it was wrong. It took me 6 years to get out of there. I'm now in Washington, D.C., and I just wanted to give you an address. We were talking about horses. If you all are interested in getting a nice black and white paint horse, well, I'd love to hear from you. I'm dead serious. Tony, your wife has paint horses, right?
That is correct.
Tony, I've excluded you from the program this morning, and I guess you're going to call and complain to Don Cannon that, hey, when George Michael was in here, I never got any airtime. Tony, that's the way it is. How much money? Are you making a lot of money now, Tony?
Oh, about $1.75 an hour, yeah.
You know, that's more than I got paid this morning. That's true. I got, Christy, I am getting a Oldies 98 jacket from you, right?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, I have Scott, to get one first before
right. I Right. Okay, she doesn't have one either. You can tell how times are tough, man. Hey, Tish, loosen up the paybook up there in New York. You know, we need a little money. He should be glad I didn't go into my contest feeling this morning. You know, I used to give women alimony money every month. Oh, I'd give away money we didn't have. I gave away money on FIL we never had. One night I gave away a brand new motorcycle, and they said, where are we going to get it? I said, I don't know. I gave it away. You got to go buy it. Oh, that, I was big for that. Jim DeCaro really liked me a lot. Oh, I'd blow. We gave away a Mustang. We didn't have the money. We had to go to, there was a Ford dealership up the road here. I can't remember their name. Valentino Ford. We had to go up there, and we had to get a Mustang from them. I gave it away. I had this poor woman was on the air. She had all kinds of problems in life. Her husband had left her with six kids, and I said, you know, you ought to have, she said, what? I said, if you could have anything you want, what do you want? She said, I want a new car. I said, you've got it. I've just given you a Mustang. And Larry Kane was over in the newsroom. He said, you're going to get fired. I said, what did you expect? I mean, you're all going to get fired someday. I mean, everybody gets fired in radio. That's the name of the game. Fortunately, it hasn't happened yet because I always get out of town. Right when I think they're going to fire me, I quit and I go. So anyway, before Scott Walker walks in here and says, you are fired. Hey, Scott, I gave you a promotion. I made you the general manager. You can do anything you want. Larry Kane runs the place. Just tell him we know each other. At 910 at WOGL, I thank you for letting me do this. This has been a very unique experience. It was 17 years ago today. We did the last show. It was 25 years ago Saturday. We signed on the Pop Explosion. The last song that I played, the last one, 17 years ago with this song. Now, I know this lady very well. She is a class act. I know she can be gruff and tough to live with at times, but I happen to like her a lot. A good friend, a good lady. This is Diana Ross. And what the theme of this song is, that no matter where you go in life, no matter what you want, if you're willing to work your butt off, you can get it. Don't let anyone ever tell you can't have what you want for a dream. I don't care how tall that mountain is. You look at the very top of the mountain. You say, by God, this is what I want in life. Then you reach out and you grab for it. You dedicate and say there ain't no mountains so high. Diana.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Good morning, everybody. I said it was the last one. I forgot that I was going to do something. I started to do something. I forgot to do it. See, this is the same old story. I can't leave Philly. I'm always here. It's 9:14 on WOGL. I'm way over time. I was supposed to be out of here by 9. I'm sorry I didn't do that, Scott Walker, that showbiz. What I meant to mention is I started to give you all an address. Listen, if anybody wants to get a good paint horse, well, I started to say, Tony, I mean, I got to get my commercial plug in here. I raise black and white paint horses. So if you want to contact us or find out what I'm doing in life, we'll be happy to send you brochures. And here's how you do it. If you got a piece of paper and pencil, I'll tell you how to do it. You can write to us at George Michael. It's called Painted Acres. It's 16007 Comus Road. It's C-O-M-U-S. And it's Comus, Maryland. The zip code is 20871. It's 16007 Comus Road, Comus, Maryland. It's called Painted Acres. I raise black and white paint horses, and it's like a passion. It's my life. We have about 50 babies a year, and if you'd like to get one that your kids can enjoy or you can go win with, why do it? Tony, your wife also has a paint horses, right?
We have a paint horse also. That is correct.
You have a paint horse?
A paint horse right now.
Well, then you need more, Tony. I got about 14 or 15 world champion black mares, and I've got about 50 black and white Tobiano mares. One's better than the other, and if you'd like to have a paint horse, I'd like for your wife to contact me. Prices start at $2,500 and go up.
Maybe we can talk trade.
No, Tony. I don't want any. Tony. Tony. No. Wrong. Out of the question. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. I thank the management of WOGL for inviting inviting me today. 17 years ago, we finished it off, and I just thank you for letting us be a part of your day. I hope you have as good a day as I've had, because it's been one of the best days I've ever had. Now then, I thought we'd close out of here by getting you a little Uptight Out of Sight music. Christy, I'm going to be listening tonight. I want to hear Since I Fell for You by Lenny Welch. Then you can Tell Me Goodbye by The Casinos. Stevie Wonder, if you're uptight, you're out of sight.
Ron Turner, famous56.com.